Good morning. This is Sunday, the 29th day of December, 2019. And we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit amplifying the Creator's message. And now we look forward to hearing from Jesus as He promised He would come every Sunday. And so we say, we're ready, Jesus. We are still and silent, listening for what You will teach us today.
I am with you. From within you, you hear the whisper, and the whisper stirs you and opens you and makes it possible for you to hear the words within. I am with you. If you will listen, you will know the ways of heaven, the ways of God, the pathway to perfection will be one you travel every day. Because all things are perfected in God's love. And therein, in that light of love, you find peace. Miracles happen every day. In fact, they happen for you and from you every day. Miracles are those things that cannot be explained. They just happen. Could it be as simple as miracles are the will of God? They happen because that is what is meant to be. Miracles happen because of the divine plan. Miracles happen. In the course of God's will unfolding within you and around you, within the people around you, and these miracles roll out like a grand carpet onto the earth when there are those willing to say, Thy will be done. It is not wrong for you to ask if you would like something, if your heart calls out. Speak to God. Before your words, He knows your heart. Therefore, God knows what you would like to happen. But having thought it or felt it or said it, and with confidence knowing that God has read it on your heart already, be comfortable in the words thy will be done, so the miracles can flow. For you see, these miracles come from something you do not know. You are limited in the asking for what you think is possible. But understand that with God, all things are possible beyond that which you know. My earthly mother, a young woman, going about her business during the day, often, as was the custom, to stop and pray, when encountered by a magnificent angel. She had what she thought in her mind would be the way things would turn out for her, but in faith, she said, "Let it happen according to your will. Let it be done unto me according to your will." In other words, thy will be done. And in placing it back in the hands of God, in gently pulling the thread through the tapestry of the divine plan of eternity, she bore a son. She delivered a son of God into the world of man. This miracle happened. Because of thy will be done. My life upon the earth was amazing. You do not forget your lifetime upon earth. It is an opportunity to do much. But I tell you, in my final hours, I quaked. My heart, my thoughts, my words were prayers asking if what I was to do could be accomplished in any other way. But God the Father had already read my heart before I uttered the words. And his gentle response moved through me like mighty thunder. His gentle response, his loving response, was so powerful it lifted me to my feet and gave me the courage and the strength to say, "Thy will be done." And upon the heels of these words, I too delivered. I delivered each one of you. Thy will be done. You know the desires upon your heart. You know the words you pray, the things you would like to have happen. for you are limited in your knowledge of eternity. You do not know at this time the great things God has in plan for you. But God knows. Therefore, I ask you to find the courage to say, "Thy will be done." And then watch and see what you deliver to the earth. For I can assure you, it will be grander than anything you could imagine. Because God the Father has plans for you. His hand is moved, and the words are written upon your heart. Deliver the will of God today.